Welcome to the Data Able podcast, where Dave Mathias and Matt Jesser dive into data. Each week, they cover the culture, knowledge, and practices that successful organizations, leaders, and individuals use to get value out of data.
Today, we're going to start off by talking about creativity in analytics. And creative thinking in analytics, that doesn't sound like those two things go together, do they?
No, you know, analytics is kind of considered a black and white concept, but I agree that this is a really important thing to talk about.
Just starting off, when you hear creativity, what field jumps to mind first of all?
Marketing.
Okay, interesting. And I know you've done a lot in that marketing field. Right away for me, and not that I've ever been an artist, but you know, my mind jumps to art, right? I like going to museums. I like going to galleries. And right away, I'm like, oh, creativity, you know, artists. But I look at anyone that's able to harness data as an artist, in a sense, I think more and more nowadays. So one of those things, there's a recent HBR article out, and not to confuse terms, but, you know, it's around curiosity and the business value of curiosity. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that's counterintuitive for some, but I think that business case for curiosity is very similar to the thought around creativity. And we have these traditional norms where we think certain professions are creative or certain people need to be curious and others. We don't want curious people in our throughout our organization, do we? Of course we do. Like, you know, we want people that are asking questions, that are trying to improve things. Just like we want creative people that are thinking of how to solve problems in new ways, right? You know, not just trying to do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I think there's two really key areas where creativity really lends itself to that analytics space. The first one is around what you're describing, the curiosity concept. So being curious with our data, right? We are in the information age. We are swimming in data. We have big data everywhere. We have more data than we can possibly know what to do with. The successful analysts are the ones that can think across their different data sets and how to blend those data sets together to get the answers that they need to solve the complex business problems that they're trying to go after today. So thinking creatively about how do I get data? How do I blend data that I have? And how do I source new data? Perhaps it's building a survey or going out to a publicly available data set and bringing that into my analysis. So that's kind of one area where I see creativity being a really important aspect. The other is in taking the data or the analysis that we've done and creatively presenting it back in a way that's engaging, that's thoughtful, and that moves the needle on performance or human behavior.
You've heard of IDEO and the D-School, right, Matt?
I haven't.
Yeah, IDEO and the D-School, the design school, Stanford's design school, they're famous for their design thinking and that concept that everybody's creative and you can harness that power of creativity. So the idea of design thinking is, you know, to not just have design in the hands of designers, but instead of having design in everybody's hands and creativity in everybody's hands and encouraging that dynamic. There's also an emphasis around human-centered design. Of course, you know, putting the human at the center of it when you're thinking about any problem that you're trying to solve.
Yeah, I think the human-centered design is an interesting concept because it's really at the heart of what analytics really is or should be about, right? We are using data, which are just a representation of something real that's happening in the world. So making sure that when you're looking at that data, you have that context, that lens of data representing something real. You know, if you're looking at marketing, for instance, you're looking at real people engaging in websites and clicking on a landing page or clicking through to your link or filling out a form. Data not for the sake of data, but really data as a representation of a human being. So when we take that data, we need to make sure that we tell those stories in a way that really call to light the human-centered nature of the data that we are representing, right? So I think of this a lot like the explosion of UX in website design. Web design has gotten to a point where kind of anybody can do it. And really what differentiates good from great websites now isn't so much your ability to create one or to write good HTML code or CSS, but really to design it in a way that focuses on the human, that focuses on getting them to do the behaviors that you want them to do. I think that's absolutely true in analytics as well, although it's just a different form factor. Analytics, good analytics, is about presenting the problem and the solution to executives, to business line leaders, to whomever it might be, to get them to act in a certain way. And so using those UX, UI design principles in analytics can really help make sure that the analytics that you do produce actually get the behavior result that you need. What I'd want to do is play a little bit of devil's advocate here and talk a little bit about where design can be over-engineering your analytics. You know, I am I love like Visa the Day and some of these really creative dashboards that come out from some of the visualization tools. And those are great public visualizations. But I will also say, in a business context, in your organization, there's a time and a place for really creative, really well-designed dashboards that have, you know, fun colors and images and all sorts of stuff. But there's also a utilitarian aspect. It needs to tell the story that it needs to tell. And if you're in a business organization, you need to tell that story with the least amount of work possible, because you likely have a lot of stories that you have to tell as an analyst.
I think you're exactly right there. I mean, certainly minimalism is a very practical way to think about design in a business environment, right? So you don't have to spend, like you're saying, a ton of time trying to make the most artistic dashboard. And certainly, you know, a client-facing dashboard is going to be different than an executive-facing dashboard versus, you know, something in between. But at the same time, it's just like anything, you know, good creative thinking and good human-centered design is thinking about who that audience that's consuming that information or that dashboard or that whatever that you're doing. So certainly you're right. Oftentimes that audience, and it is balancing, like you say, in the business, balancing off that that investment in how long it's going to take and how often that's actually going to be used. Because I think quickly we spend a lot of time for something that's probably not going to be used that often. And really, if you just put the trade-off there and you can quickly say, yeah, I shouldn't be spending that much time. Let's get out quick, dirty. Let's see what the utility is. And then if there's a lot of usage, then maybe work on trying to make it better and more pretty.
The Data Able podcast is produced by Dave Mathias and Matt Jesser and made possible by Beyond the Data. At Beyond the Data, we are on a mission to help high-performing individuals successfully become champions for a more data-driven approach in their organizations. We believe that data science is only part of the equation. Getting value out of data requires building a culture that starts with you, is supported by executives, and trickles down to every facet of your organization. You can learn more about Beyond the Data and our approach at gobeyondthedata.com. Oh,